Justin Michael Williams here, founder of Motivation for Black People, and I got trusted guidance to make your life better right here. And today's audio guide is something really special, something really important that is going to make a big impact on your life. And this is all about how to be more productive throughout your day. And the reason why this is important is we have a finite amount of energy. We have a limited amount of energy that we can use throughout the day. So what happens in a very basic way is we wake up in the morning, we have an amount of energy that's in our tank. We use that energy on different people, things, projects, work throughout the day, and then we use it all up to a point where we get exhausted and we have to go to sleep. And while we're sleeping, we replenish that energy field. We replenish our tank. It fills up our gas tank of energy as much as we can while we sleep, and then we wake up with a certain amount of energy and start the whole cycle all over again. So we have a limited amount of energy before we wipe out. And I know sometimes you can like push yourself past and stay through and drink enough coffee or 5-hour energies or whatever the hell else you're doing to stay awake. But at a certain point, we crash and we run out of energy. And so we have to be smart about how we're using our energy, not only who we're spending our energy on or what we're spending our energy on, but that we are productive with our time when we are choosing to spend our energy on something so that we're not wasting time. I remember when I was a little kid and I was at some presentation and they asked me like, if you could be any superhero and have any superpower, what would you have? And I remember saying, I would stop time. I'd have control of time because time is the only thing that we can't get any more of. Everything else we can get more of, but you cannot get more time. And so it is so crucial and so important that we spend our time wisely, that we use our time to spend it with building relationships with people that we really love and cherish, that we spend our time doing things that are taking us towards our purpose and goals, that we spend our time making sure we're taking care of our own physical, mental, emotional, spiritual selves. But whatever you've chosen to spend your time on, I want to make sure that you're doing it productively so that you're not wasting time and you can be spending more time doing other things. So let's go ahead and dive right in. I'm going to give you 3 very practical tips that you can actually implement into your life today, right now, to help yourself be more productive. And as soon as you implement these things, I promise you, I guarantee you, you're going to see a difference. So number one, and I know you're going to fight me on this one. Number one is to turn the notifications off on your phone. And no, I'm not talking about turning off your text message notifications or your ringtone notifications, but every other notification, turn it off. Do not have your email notifications on. Do not have your Instagram notifications on. Do not have your Facebook notifications on. Any other app that you have, turn those notifications off. And I'm not just talking about the loud bling or ding or whatever it is. No vibrate, no message popping up on your screen, no nothing. I want you to have no notifications on your phone. Now, the reason why this is important is because I want you to check your phone, not let your phone check you. Check your phone, don't let your phone check you. So if you think about your email during the day, check it. Right? But you don't need to be alerted every single time somebody has a message to send to you. And here's the deal. If it's something important, if it's something that's actually urgent or important, I guarantee you the person will get in touch with you via phone or via text message if you're not responding on some other means or communication. And this is especially important when it comes to social media. And I have to tell you guys, I am practicing what I preach here. I turned off all my social media notifications and my email notifications like 4 years ago. I got this tip a long time ago from one of my mentors, and it made a huge, huge impact on me. Because here's the deal, with social media, you could just look at your phone every 10 minutes and you'll have something popping up from Facebook or Instagram. So that is distracting. That takes you away from what you're doing. And if you're engaged in something with a conversation with a friend, or you're engaged with working on a project or doing something creative or just driving, you don't need to be bombarded with all these messages. It gets you off track and gets you out of focus from what you're doing. So turn your notifications off on your phone. I know you're thinking, oh my God, how could I do that? What if something, just try it, give it a week. And I promise you, you will see that your addiction to social media has gone way down. You will see that you're not as distracted as you've been before, and you'll be able to be a lot more focused. And this really leads me into my second tip, which is about multitasking. Tip number 2 is to stop multitasking. Now, I know you've probably heard this before, and I know you probably think that you can multitask, but I want to explain this to you in a way that you may have not heard this explained before. So every study that they've done about multitasking, you can Google this and look this up. There's hundreds and hundreds of studies. They show that people can multitask, meaning you can do different things at the same time. But what all of those studies have shown is two things that I want to point out to you. Number one is that every time you go to multitask and you're doing two or three different things at once, you do all of those things at a lower quality than you would have been doing if you were doing just one thing at a time. And you do all of those things more slowly than you would have done if you did them just at one time. So by multitasking, you're reducing the quality of your work or whatever it is that you're doing, the quality of your interaction, quality of your engagement, and you're also doing it slower. And I want you to just think about this in a way of even just like trying to talk to a friend and text message or do something like that. You were lessening and ruining and taking away from the quality of your interactions with your friends and with the people around you when you're sitting there talking to them and also on Instagram. Or even if just something simple, let's say it's not even a work thing. Let's say you're watching a TV show, but also trying to work, right? You're doing half as well. You can't really enjoy the TV show and you can't really dive into your work fully because you're doing both things and you end up doing them both more slowly. You might rewind the show, pause things. It doesn't really work out. So it's better to just focus. Now, the second thing about multitasking that I want to share with you that's even more important is this. When you engage in an activity, it takes your brain about 20 or 30 minutes to get into a state of flow. And what I mean by a state of flow is when we start doing any activity or any project, it takes our brain a little bit of time to start focusing in fully on that one project or activity. And when we focus in fully and when we get into a state of flow, then all of a sudden we get flooded with creative ideas. We get flooded with new inspirations because our brain is hyper-focused on this one thing. But it takes the brain 20 to 30 minutes to get into that state. So listen up. If you're focused on something, you're doing something, and then your phone rings. Or if you're focused on something and you get an alert, bring, right? Then you get taken away from that thing, and it takes your brain another 20 or 30 minutes to get back to the same state that you were in when you were working before. So this connects number one and two. You could be working on something for an hour, writing something, or really just working on something that you love. And then you get a phone call, and then it takes your brain 20 or 30 minutes to even get back to that same state that you were in before you got the call. So do not multitask. It's affecting the quality of what you're doing. It's affecting the speed at which you're doing things. And it's also taking you out of your state of flow, which is where the most creative ideas come from. Okay. Now, number three, this is my third tip, is to find your peak hours of work. Everybody has their own peak hours of work, and it's usually like a 3 or 4 hour block in the day. Sometimes there's a couple 2 hour blocks in the day when you're at your peak energy. And you just have to pay attention to what that is for you. Some people, it's early in the morning, right? Some people are at their peak energy at like 5 to 7 a.m. That is not me. Let me just tell you, I've tried so many times in my whole life. I'm not a morning person at all. But some people, it's late at night, right? They're at their peak energy at like 11 p.m., like 11 to 2 in the morning. A lot of musicians and artists like work and do studio sessions late at night because a lot of people are in their peak performance mode late at night. Maybe you have one in the morning and in the afternoon. I'll tell you, my peak performance time is between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And then I have like another second wind kind of late at night. I'm actually recording this audio guide at, what time is it? 12:23 a.m. is what time I'm actually recording this audio guide. So I get a second kind of wind of energy around 11 p.m. that lasts for about an hour or two. And if you know your peak energy times, then you use those times to do the things that you really need your creative energy for. So let me give you an example. 11 to 3 is when I know I'm at my peak during the day. And so right now I'm working on a book, right? So I will write my book and focus on writing my book during this 11 to 3 o'clock time. Or if there was something that I was writing a song or working on a big creative project, or just even if you have something just for work that you need to brainstorm on that needs a lot of your creative power, you want to do it during your peak hours, okay? So pick your most important tasks, the tasks that are taking you towards your life goals, or just the tasks at work that are the most important for your work. And when you're thinking about what's most important for your work, think about the things that your boss is going to think is important that you do well. And you pick those things and do them during your peak hours. Then when I'm not on my peak hours, that's when I do the things that don't take as much brain power. So I take all my conference calls either before 11 or after 3, right? Or I'll do social media posts before 11 or after 3. Some things that are just a little easier that don't take a lot. I'll do my expenses or, you know, some spreadsheets or something before 11 or after 3. Because I know that my brain is a little tired, a little mopey, and I'm not at my full peak performance. And if you know your peak performance, that's when you really want to make sure you're utilizing that ability to, number one, not have your phone checking you all day, number two, not multitask, and number three, use that peak performance to make sure you're taking advantage of that moment in your day to do something really important towards your goals, towards your vision, towards your life purpose. So that's it. Really simple productivity tools here that you can actually implement into your life. It takes you no time to do this. I highly recommend doing it. And I'm going to actually just throw one more little thing in there that I almost forgot to say, because I actually do this and all my friends know this. When I am focusing on something, when I'm working on something that I really want to make sure I get into a state of flow, I turn my phone on do not disturb, or you can even turn it on airplane mode. And my friends know, my family knows, everybody knows. If my phone's on do not disturb or on airplane mode, it's because I am really focused on something important to me. And it's only like that for about 2 hours a day, right? And I can tell you, in all these years, there's never been anything that's happened that the person couldn't wait 2 hours to talk to me for if I was in that state of flow. So I'll add that in for you as a bonus tip here on productivity, all right? So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. If you try these tips, I want to hear about it. Go to our Instagram account, Motivation for Black People, or go to our website, motivationforblackpeople.com. You can even go to my personal Instagram. It's at WeJustWill. That's for Justin Williams, at WeJustWill. And I'd love to hear from you, to hear how this is all working for your life and the things you guys have been learning in those free audio guides. It's always great to put a face and a name to all the listeners that we have out there. And if you haven't done so already, go ahead and join over 20,000 Black people who are listening to these audio guides that get delivered straight to your inbox once a week. All you have to do is go to motivationforblackpeople.com, put in your name and email address, and we send you free audio guides every week. No spam ever. This is all just trusted guidance to make your life better. We have interviews, we have quick tips, we have audio guides that are created for us, by us, to lift us higher than ever. This is Justin Michael Williams, and I will talk to you on the next audio guide. Bye.